And we're going to be in the book of Revelation. And we're going to be in some other books of the Bible today. So we're going to be, hope, you know, we'll try to get through it, but I don't know if we will. These next couple verses. All right, we'll go ahead and pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your words, and we pray, Lord, that you be our teacher and our guide this morning. We pray, Lord, that we would just believe what your words say and have a heart to believe, Lord. And we pray that you would help our unbelief, as the disciples prayed, Lord. Well, we believe, but help our unbelief. And we just pray, Lord, that our hearts would be prepared for your words today, and we'd get something practical, and most of it's going to be dry and doctrinal, but we pray that you give us something practical as well, and we pray these things for Christ's sake. Amen. All right. Chapter 24, we left off in verse 11 last week, and the context of where we're at, starting from verses 7 is, the context is Daniel's 70th week, okay? Before that, you have, there's really not a big picture revelation of the church age, but before that, you have wars and rumors of wars. Then you have, you go right into Daniel's 70th week here, in verses 7. Verse number 12, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Now, during the tribulation, there's going to be plenty of iniquity out there, folks. Many are being deceived. You've got pestilences everywhere. You've got the rapture would have just taken place. You've got people wanting to get some type of religion. When you start seeing bad things in the world, people look to God, or they look to somebody who can help. And it looks like the Antichrist is going to rise up and be able to help these people, because he causes all, both great and small, to take his mark in the tribulation. Okay, but how does iniquity abound during the tribulation? How does iniquity abound? And so in the tribulation, many are deceived, and many will never come to the true and living God, okay? And because of that, they're going to follow the Antichrist, and they're going to follow his ways, and the people that would normally have helped out won't help out anymore when they start seeing people getting killed for helping out. When they start seeing people get their heads cut off, they're going to be, you know, more in tune not to help out anymore. We've got iniquity abounding here. The people that don't have the mark of the beast won't be helped by the people that do have the mark of the beast. It's going to be one of their requirements. They're not going to be able to buy or sell these that don't have the mark. Those that have the mark aren't going to be able to sell them anything. But before that mark, they would have helped. Before that Antichrist shows up on the scene and promises all the world to people, if they'll just take the mark or if they'll worship the beast, maybe they would have helped. But once he steps up on the scene, folks, that's going to be the you know, that's where their love is going to wax cold. It's going to wax cold. The love of many shall wax cold. Instead, they're going to be turning those that don't have the mark over to the authorities, their own brothers, fathers, mothers. That's what the Bible says. They're going to be they're going to be betrayed by their own, just like Jesus Christ was betrayed by, he came unto his own. They're going to experience that, folks. What they did to Jesus is going to be done to them, because iniquity will abound. Iniquity will abound. And do you know why people in this age, they leave their first love? You know, we love Him because He first loved us. First love, Jesus. You know why Christians leave? They stop reading their Bible. They stop praying. They stop going to church. It happens, folks. It's happening all over this country and all over the world. And why do believers in this age have problems with other believers? Why? Why do we have problems with our own? It's because iniquity is abounding in our lives. Iniquity is abounding in our lives. We let sin come in, and we let Jesus go out. Now, we're promised that He'll never leave us or forsake us, but that doesn't mean we can't quench the Spirit and that we can't leave our first love. He's not going to leave us, but that doesn't mean we can't leave Him. He still abides faithful. But iniquity, when iniquity abounds in our lives, the love of many will wax cold, folks. The love of many will wax cold. Ecclesiastes 9:18 says, "Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good." Because iniquity aboundeth, the love of many shall wax cold. And but Jesus, He can help us. He can help us, but we got to cry out to Him, folks. We have to get right with the Lord Jesus, get our relationship right with Jesus Christ, and He'll help us. The Bible says that charity to have charity. Go with me if you would in 1 Peter 4. We'll read that. 1 Peter 4, verse 8. The Bible says, "And above all things, have fervent charity." You know what getting back to Jesus will do? It'll cause charity to come back into your life. "Above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover a multitude of sins." It shall cover a multitude of sins. And then you get back to your first love. Why? Because iniquity is not abounding in your life anymore. And Jesus Christ can help with that. Verse 13, that's the practical. Now we're going to get into the dry stuff. Okay? Verse 13. "But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Now, folks, if this verse is kept in its context, this Jewish nation is in Daniel's 70th week, and they're in a time of Jacob's trouble, and the gospel of the kingdom of heaven is being preached in all the world as a witness to all nations. And then the very next verse, okay, that's what's being preached, and it's being preached not to the Jews only, but to all the nations in all the world. It says, "In all the world for a witness unto all nations," verse 14. What's this God? What's this enduring to the end that's being preached? This enduring to the end that's being preached is for a nation to go into the millennium. Okay? That nation has to endure to the end. And not fall prey to the temptation of turning against that Jew. Okay? That's what's going to be being preached. They have to help that Jew in order to gain a national status in the millennium. Now remember that people make up nations. So individuals are going to be doing this. Individuals are going to be helping that Jew. They're going to be coming and visiting them. They're going to be giving them food. They're going to be giving them water. Okay, individuals. And those individuals will be separated at the judgment of the nation. The sheep and the goats. Okay, and those people are going to make up the nations in the millennium. If they make it to the end. Endure to the end. Okay? And we'll get into this a little bit more. We're going to look up some verses. And we're going to prove this. We'll give some authority on this. But they have to help the Jew. And the national status is conditioned upon a people, the people in the nations helping Jesus in the tribulation. Matthew 25. They're helping Jesus. But not just helping the Jew. They're doing this unto Jesus. And so in the tribulation, they're helping Jesus in the tribulation. Matthew 25, 32 through 46. Individual salvation of a soul in the tribulation is dependent upon keeping the commandments of God. Revelation 24. Revelation 24. The Bible says, "And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them. And judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And the reward for that is they ruled and reigned with Jesus Christ 1,000 years. That's the reward. These are people in the tribulation that are going to rule and reign with Jesus Christ in the millennium. Okay? And it's conditioned upon keeping the commandments. Go, if you would, to Revelation 12, 17. There you're going to find this word, commandments. The Bible says, "And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ." Well, the people in Revelation 20 had the testimony of Jesus Christ as well. Okay? And the people in Revelation 20 didn't take the mark. Isn't that going to be a command in the tribulation? Not to take the mark of the beast? Not to worship his image? Okay? So there's commands. There's commandments that must be kept in the tribulation. Now let me ask you something. Has God not commanded all men everywhere to repent? He's commanded that. Acts 17. Verses 30 to 31. Yeah, Acts 17:30. "And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commanded all men everywhere to repent." Folks, that's you and me. You know what the gospel of the kingdom of heaven is? Repent! That's what it is. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You know what the gospel of the kingdom of God is? Repent. He commands all men everywhere to repent. And if you in this age don't obey that commandment, guess what? You're not going to be saved. What's needed for salvation? The Bible says, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." That's what the Bible says, folks. And that's the same as an individual in the tribulation. Repent. kingdom of heaven. It's going to be preached, right? Repent. Another commandment. Does not God command everybody in this age to receive the gospel? The Bible says, for they have not all obeyed the gospel. It's a commandment to believe it. For Isaiah said, who hath believed our report? It's a commandment. And if you don't obey that commandment in this age, you're not going to be saved. There's two, folks. Two commandments you have to obey. Okay. So, they also have to obey those two commandments in the tribulation. 2 Thessalonians 1. We've gone through this before here, but for those of you that weren't here, 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 7. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. If you don't repent towards God, you're not going to know him. And he's not going to know you. And that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be mired in all them that believe. Believe. Okay. Do you know who gets to enter the kingdom of God? Those who believe. Those who believe the word of God. Those who obey God's commandments. And those commandments are repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus. And that Jew that obeys these commandments in the tribulation, these first two commandments in the tribulation, they are going to be part of all Israel shall be saved, found in Romans 11:26, which is a mystery. It's a mystery, and it's a mystery that we brethren should not be ignorant of. We're told not to be ignorant of. And we're not to be ignorant that those of Israel that obey those commandments, they're going to get a new heart in the millennium. There's ones that get resurrected too, and they get a new heart, and they get God's Spirit put in them, born again. He says to Nicodemus, "No, you're a ruler in Israel, and you don't know that you must be born again." Israel should know this. The nation, they have to be born again, and so, but they'll get a new spirit, and they'll get a heart of flesh and a new spirit at the beginning of the tribulation. And those Gentiles that obeyed God's commandments in the tribulation, that make it to the end, they get to the end of the millennium, and those will be the ones that help the Jew when they saw him in need. Why did they help the Jew? Because they repented towards God, and they had faith toward the Lord Jesus. And the Bible says that the word of God, if you believe it, it worketh in them that believe. And so the Lord's going to get the credit for anything that those Gentiles do to Jesus, to that Jew in the tribulation. Why? Because it's the word of God that's working in them. They had to repent first. That's part of the gospel of the kingdom. Repent. Repent. And those that helped that Jew in a time of need, they repented toward God, had faith toward the Lord Jesus. They are the ones that didn't take the mark, and they will gain a national status in the millennium. Okay? Those are the ones whose faith you could see as it was manifested by their actions. It was manifested by their actions. Why? Because the Word of God was working inside of them. The Word of God was working inside of them. God is going to get the credit for any good we ever do in this age, the age before, age to come. He's going to get the credit, folks. He's going to get the credit. Those are the ones that... there's going to be Jews and Gentiles that lose their heads because of the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus. And these will be the ones in the tribulation that didn't take the mark of the beast or worship the beast or his image. Why? You can't serve two masters, folks. In the tribulation, it will be evident who you believe in, the Antichrist or the Lord Jesus Christ. If you trust in the Antichrist, you're going to take his mark. If you don't trust in either, you're still going to go to hell because you didn't obey the gospel. And you didn't know God. And so, but you can only serve one master. And again, their works are going to be made manifest, that they obeyed the commandments of God, of repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus. And that's found in Acts 20:21. You have to have faith, repentance towards God, faith towards the Lord Jesus. But those that endure to the end have repentance, which is part of the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. They have, that's found in Matthew 4:17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." So repentance. Okay? Those that endure to the end, they are the ones that had repentance. It's part of the gospel. That's the first part a person must do in any age. Repentance toward God. Hey, when Jesus came on the scene, they're in the Old Testament. And he's telling them to repent. Why? Because they went around going to establish their own righteousness. They weren't seeking God's righteousness. That's why they were told to repent. And until a person does that, until a person repents toward God, he's not even going to know to seek the kingdom of God. He's not going to know to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, which is found in believing the Word of God. It's found in the Word of God, folks. Which is putting faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. It's putting faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, brother, that doesn't come about. I mean, believing in Jesus Christ doesn't come around to the book of John. And we'll get to that. But that needs to be done in any age, or a person will not be able to stay in the kingdom. And some won't even be able to enter in the kingdom. Okay? Some won't even be able to enter in the kingdom. But when Jesus rules for eternity, those that are going to stay in that kingdom will have had to have done that. They'll had to have done that. They'll had to have repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus. These people that endure to the end, whether they are Jew or Gentile during the tribulation, although they may have different roles in the millennium, they are the ones that they don't get destroyed when Jesus comes back. They endure to the end. All right? They had faith toward the Lord Jesus. They had repentance toward God. If they were a Gentile, they helped the Jew. If they were a Jew, they kept the commandments of God, which you're going to see in the next few verses, what God commands that Jew, those Jews in Judea. The ones in Judea are the ones, those are going to be the remnant that come out of Judea, that go into the wilderness. Okay? But they endure to the end. Why? Because they keep the commandments of God. What's the commandments of God for them, for the Jew? That they, when they see the abomination of desolation, that they get out of Judea, that they don't go back, that they don't take anything from their house. When they see it, they're to go into the wilderness. And it's very specific. Those in Judea, not in all the world. But the people that endure to the end are the people that don't get destroyed. They don't get killed. They make it through the Antichrist's war on the saints. The devil's war on the saints. They make it through all that. But they also, they had the qualification. They had repentance toward God. They had faith toward the Lord Jesus. Why did they help the Jew? Because of the first two? Because of the first two. They had faith, had repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus. And the Word of God worked in them. And they helped them. And the Jew, the Word of God worked in them. And they got out. They got out. And they don't get destroyed when Jesus comes back. Why? 2 Thessalonians. Repentance toward God. They knew God. They had faith toward the Lord Jesus. When Jesus comes back, he's taking vengeance on those that know not God and those that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus, of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what do? They sought the kingdom of God and his righteousness, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the righteousness of God, folks. And they live till the second coming. And so all these things which is in the kingdom of heaven shall be added unto you. What does the kingdom of heaven point to? Points to the kingdom of God. Points to Jesus Christ. And it always has. Jesus said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things. What's all these things? The kingdom of heaven, the peace on earth, the Jesus Christ ruling and reigning. All these things shall be added unto you. It's found in Matthew 6:33. And so, at the white throne judgment, those that are saved, those that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. The same shall be saved. They are going to be the ones that are saved from everlasting loss at the white throne judgment. Okay? You know what everlasting loss is? Never being with Jesus. That's everlasting loss. Now, there are actually four groups of people that are saved in the tribulation. Four groups during the tribulation. The first group would be your 144,000 Jews that are sealed by Jesus himself. They're sealed with a mark in their forehead. And we all know about him if we've been in church very long. We know about the 144,000 they're sealed. And then you have the saints and servants that get killed during the tribulation. And these would be made up of Jew and Gentile that repent toward God, have faith toward the Lord Jesus, and these are the ones that get to rule and reign with Jesus Christ. Okay? We found that in Revelation 20, verse 4. These are the ones that they die before the commandments of God come to them, which is to help the Jew in time of need. Or they die before the abomination of desolation comes into play, before they're able to run, for the testimony of Jesus' sake. Or the ones that have died before that. And they'll get to rule and reign during the millennium. Revelation 6:10. And we've already read Revelation 24, but let's go to 6:10. The Bible says, and when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. You believe the word of God, the word of God's going to work in you, and you're going to have the right testimony, folks, and Jesus gets the credit. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren. So you got servants helping the Jew in the tribulation. You've got brethren, which are Jewish people in the tribulation. Gentiles, Jewish. That should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. Okay? And then Revelation 20, verse 4. These are the ones that, let me see. Looks like they die. Yeah. And I saw thrones and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded. So these are the ones that are died. They're the ones that die. Okay? And these are the ones that die before the commandments of God come to get out of Judea, or before they're able to obey the commandments of God, before they're able to help a Jew. They're still saved. They're with the Lord. They're with Jesus. And they're going to be with him. Let's see where we're at. And so then you're going to have those Jews that endure to the end. The next group. Jews that endure to the end. You have the 144,000. You have Gentiles and Jews that get beheaded, get killed for the word of God, for the testimony of Jesus, and keep the commands. Then you're going to have repentance toward God, faith toward the Lord Jesus. Those are the ones that get killed. Then you're going to have the Jews that endure to the end. These are the ones that are going to make it out of Judea. Okay? They're the ones that they make it out of Judea when they see the abomination of desolation. There's going to be some that don't make it out. Maybe they didn't see it. Maybe they weren't watching TV. Maybe they didn't hear about it in time. Maybe they didn't. Maybe they were right in the middle of feeding their baby. Right? The Bible warns about that. Whoa! Unto them they give suck in those days. Matthew 24. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. Maybe they physically can't get up. Maybe they're right in the middle of giving birth. You know how many people are born every day, folks? But they still had faith in the Lord Jesus. And they still repented towards God. But maybe they just didn't make it out. Those are the ones in the previous that we just talked about. But the ones that are able to make it out, the ones that keep God's commandments to flee, they get into the wilderness, and they're carried on eagle's wings. The Bible's going to talk about that. Their flight. They have a flight. They can make it out of Judea. They get into the wilderness. The Lord's got them covered. And they're going to make it down into Salem Petra. And this is those Jews in Judea only, Matthew 24:16. If they want to live through the tribulation, and they not only get physical salvation, if they make it, they not only get physical salvation of their body, but they also get spiritual salvation of the soul and as a nation, Revelation 12:17. And then you got Ezekiel 36 and 37, where they get a new body or a new heart and a new spirit. Revelation 12:17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God. What is his commands when they see the abomination of desolation? To get out of Judea. But not only do they have to get out, they won't even believe to get out if they didn't have repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus. The word of God will have never worked in them. And when they see it happen, those that can aren't going to go. Unless they had the first two. You see how that works? Yeah. they repented toward God, and as the gospel was preached unto all the nations, and they were part of the nations that the gospel was preached to, right? They repented, had faith in the Lord Jesus. When the commands came, when they saw the abomination desolation, they made it out of Judea. They got down in the wilderness. In Revelation 17, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. Where are they at? In the wilderness. When's Jesus going to rescue them? When the Antichrist, the dragon, comes to make war with them? Jesus comes back and rescues them. It's amazing. The Bible is a wonderful book. And I'm almost done here. Last, you have the Gentiles. These are the Gentiles that endure to the end. The nations. The Gentiles that make up the nations. At the judgment of the nations. These will be those Gentiles that repented toward God as the gospel of the kingdom was preached unto all nations. Matthew 24:14. Had faith toward the Lord Jesus. They didn't take the mark. Why? Because they had faith. And the word of God worked in them. And they didn't take the mark of the beast. When you believe the word of God, folks, the promise is it will work in you. That's a promise. It will work. And God gets credit. You don't. Period. They had faith. They helped Jesus when he was being persecuted, and they visited him when he was in prison. They gave him food. They helped him out whenever they could. And when Jesus came back, they were alive. They obeyed the gospel. They repented towards God. They knew God. And guess what? They don't get destroyed by Jesus. And they get to walk right into the millennium. Right into the millennium. And as found in 2 Thessalonians. And now go with me, if you would, Revelation 7, and we'll be done. These are those. These are those that we're just talking about. The Gentiles that make up the nation. Revelation 7, verse 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongue, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and psalms in their hand, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell on before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, amen, blessed, glory, wisdom, honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. They're giving glory to God. They're not giving glory to themselves. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. He said unto me, these are they which came out of great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. There's only one way to make your robes white in the blood of the Lamb, and that's to trust in the Lord Jesus. Because they're giving glory to Him. They're not taking glory for themselves. And therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve Him night and day in His temple. You know what happens after the millennium, folks? To those nations, those people that make up the nations, that get through the tribulation, that go into the millennium, they serve the Lord Jesus Christ day and night. Folks, you know what salvation is? Being with Jesus at the end of the white throne judgment. And those that trust in Him are going to be there. They're going to be there with Him. We'll go ahead and pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank You for Your words. And we thank You, Lord, for all the great promises in Your Bible. And we pray that we would believe them, rightly divide them, Lord, and apply them to whom they are applied to, and understand them, Lord, understand that You will get the glory. You'll always be the one to get the glory for anything that we do in this life. And we pray these things for Christ's sake. Amen.